刚才我哋唱呢首歌《我来我来》。
The hymn that we just sung, I come, I come.
其实系天父今日叫我哋嚟。
It is the Heavenly Father who calls to us to go to Him.
啊，睇嚟系边个朋友请我亲戚、同学、同事？系天父今日呼召你嚟到佢嘅面前。
We can see, we can ask, who is it among us, our friends or relatives that invited us today? But it is our Heavenly Father who calls to us.
所以呢件事好严肃嘅事嚟嘅。
So indeed, this is a very serious matter.
又系好高兴嘅事。
Also a very joyous occasion.
天上嘅父召我哋到佢面前嚟。
That our Heavenly Father calls us into His presence.
嚟到做乜嘢？
Calls us to go to do what?
嚟到听福音。
Calls us here to listen to the gospel.
喺我哋呢度有个姊妹，佢请同爸爸妈妈申请喺中国，好难咁样申请到嚟呢度美国。
So we have a sister among us who had sponsored her family, her parents, her mother and her father here to the United States.
佢第一个礼拜呢，佢就带佢嚟礼拜堂啦。
And the very first weekend.She invited her parents to a Sunday church.
咁第一次咧碰到我，我同佢讲。
And when I met them for the very first time, I said to them,
佢乜嘢都冇讲，佢话有冇办法帮我哋入籍啊？
When I met them, first thing they asked me, first thing they said, can you help us gain citizenship?
我就笑几声，我话呢度唔系帮人入籍噶。
And then so I said to them, I laughed, and I said, here we don't help people to get their citizenship.
啊，呢度系福音堂，叫你听福音。
This is a gospel hall. You're here to listen to the gospel.
系叫你入籍，但系唔系入美国籍，系入天国籍啊。
You can get a citizenship, but not to the United States. It's a citizenship to heaven.
哎呀，圣经有句说话。唔单止得恩典，而且得今世来世嘅福乐。
There's a passage in the Bible that says that you will not only gain grace, but you will gain blessings for this life and for eternal life.
啊，你入美国籍啊，顶多喺今世嘅好多嘅福乐 benefit 啊，现所乜嘢都齐。
That if you were to gain citizenship in the United States, you would only get blessings benefits for this lifetime.
啊，但系入天国籍听到呢个福音咧，呢个系永远嘅福乐。
But if you were to hear this gospel, you would gain blessings for an eternal life.
啊，今日我哋喺呢度好欢迎大家嚟到呢度听福音。
So we do welcome everybody here who is here to hear the gospel.
我哋睇见天上个父嘅心都几咁愿意你嚟到呢度听呢个咁 good tidings 啊，好嘅信息。
And we see that the Father is joy overjoyed to see all of you here to listen to these good tidings to the
Okay.
The gospel.
好，我哋睇一次圣经。
Let us turn to a passage in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹帮福音朋友揾圣经啊，哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
244页普通圣经第三节至到第九节
We'll read starting from verse 3 all the way to verse 9
这里是一个使徒保罗他说的他说我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了
It was written by Apostle Paul starting from verse 3 For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures
第四节而且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了
Verse 4, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
第五节，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
Verse 5, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12.
第六节，后来一时显给500个弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也已有已经睡了的。
Verse 6, after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
第七节啦，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles.
第八节啦，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
Verse 8, and last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born.
第九节，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
Verse 9, for I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
原来这个写圣经这个使徒呢，过去是逼迫基督徒，逼百信福音嘅人。
So we see here that Paul, who wrote this, was one who had actually persecuted the Church of God.
佢今日呢，为着福音，反正受逼迫。
But here today, at that time he wrote this, he was one who was being persecuted for the gospel.
呢度有两处提到照圣经所记。
According to what we read, there are two passages, two parts that mention that things were written according to the scriptures.
我首先扯出去同大家讲讲圣经呢件系咩事。
So I'm going to go on a tangent a little bit for now and speak to you about what the Bible, the scripture, really is.
照圣经所记讲两次，照圣经所记有乜咁大阵仗啊
？So what is the big deal about when it mentions two times according to scriptures?
我見呢個聖經係好權威嘅事情。
We see that there is a lot of authority in the Bible.
特別我哋從大陸出嚟嘅人咧
，especially for those of us who have come out from the mainland China.
我記得我有本又係咁厚嘅聖經。
I recall that I used to have a Bible about this thick also.
仲寫咗好多记录在旁边。
And I had it written in it many of my notes.
当宝的。
It was very precious to me.
但是在大陆一样是被它抄出去烧了。
But I recall in China, it was taken from me and burned.
有感谢主。
But I do indeed thank the Lord.
他的话安定在天。
That his word is established in heaven.
他的圣经呢，是不单止在中国曾经被烧毁那么多，而且罗马时候历代来是因着保持圣经的，甚至他的生命都写去。
Not only was this done in China in the past, in books, Bible being burned, but also in the time of the Roman Empire, where people were being persecuted and even killed for the word of God.
但好奇妙。
But amazingly.
这本圣经可以说是一个神迹来的。
You can see that the Bible itself is a miracle.
你怎么会估得到旧时烧我们圣经的政府和国家，他今天印回圣经给我们。
That we can even imagine that the government who had burned all of these Bibles are now producing it today.
就是中国在南京有一个圣经的印刷厂。
That today in Nanjing, there is a printing company.
是我们美国这里圣经公会送给他们的。
That there was a Bible Association here that we donated a printing press perhaps to them.
一个好先进电子，唔系我哋咁执粒执纸粒嗰啲咁样，好先进嘅印刷厂送俾中国大陆，但系唔系白白送，佢哋要答应我哋印翻几多十万本。
That it was donated from the United States over to China, and it's very advanced technologically, and it's not like one of those old printing presses, but now it's digital, and you can print many copies, and there's one under one condition.
印几多我哋唔知啦。总之呢，你印够咁多本俾我哋成个厂啊，最先进嘅厂，一个签都唔要，送咗俾你。
That we would donate it to you free of charge, as long as you printed X amount of Bibles so that everybody could have one.
還有一件好事, 不用你們出紙, 我們美國運紙張來給你。
That not only did we give you the equipment, we also gave the paper.
原來為什麼呢? 原來大陸出的紙不行,質量不行。
Why did they also donate the paper? It was because the quality in China, the paper, was not quite up to par.
所以我們這裡送紙進去給他,成本就是$1就可以印一本。
So with all of that donated, it actually came out to a $1 per copy of the Bible. So whenever there was a donation of the paper over to China, they would print more copies of the Bible. If you pay attention, that you see it's very thin, the paper used to print the Bible. So, you know, sometimes you need to even...
不會啊,
that you need to, you know, wet your fingers a little bit just to turn the pages, but it won't really damage the paper.
不要像我這樣摸,
don't do that.
質量啊,
the quality is very good in that it is very thin, but yet very durable.
所以在今次這裡,他們這個聖經... Society呢,佢個經理啊,原來佢啱啱係中國大陸印聖經30周年紀念.
That recently that they had celebrated the 30-year anniversary of printing the Bible.
佢哋統計到呢,呢30年後已經印咗1億4000萬本嘅聖經。
So they estimated that they had already printed in these past 30 years 140 million copies of the Bible.
有一半是為中國,
so about half of them were for China, and then the other half were to be shipped out of China.
所以很感謝主,這是一個大喜事,又是一個神蹟來的。
That we thank the Lord that this is a great joyous event, and it's a indeed a miracle.
啊, 無神論的國家竟然肯印翻聖經俾我哋。
That a country that does not believe in God would indeed print
啊,
他們, the copies of the Bible.
無所謂的,他們做生意而已,而且有這麼大,這麼先進的印刷廠可以給到他們。
And so for them, it's no big deal. It's a matter of just business, and they were all the equipment was donated to them.
啊, 所以很感謝神,神的手是奇妙。
That we see that the hand of the Lord is so amazing.
在這裡我想起有一個無神論者、人民主義者很出名的法國這個叫做伏爾泰。
That there was a very famous humanitarian in France back in the past, his name was Voltaire. He was an atheist. So we were able to look up his picture earlier. And this person lived in the 1770s, and he was one who opposed God, and he said, in 100 years, nobody will believe in God.
啊,神父知,他剛剛這樣揚言,聖經要消滅,跟著在英國的博物館,用50萬美金向國買了一部分的聖經,是新約聖經,50萬的美金買了放來英國博物館。
That recently there was a purchase from an English museum from the Russians that they purchased $50,000 worth of the Bible.
Yeah. 剛剛係咁樣。好奇啊。那個伏爾泰佢所寫嗰啲無神論反對神嘅書呢,佢哋有咁清楚。 佢賣出幾多錢一本啊？八分錢一本都冇人要。
But yet, ironically, now we see that these books that were written by this person Voltaire are not even worth 80 cents a copy of his works.
更諷刺嘅就係呢個伏爾泰生存嘅地方，瑞士嘅聖經公會竟然買咗嗰度做印刷聖經嘅廠。
And even more ironically, the place where he was buried was purchased in Sweden. It was purchased by another company, and now they have a printing company there that is used to print Bibles.
所以呢，根據聖經呢度連起兩次提啊，根據聖經所記，我就想起，哦，原來今日第一本書卷上太空嘅就係聖經。
And I think as I read these scripture as well, that I recall that the first book that ever entered into space, that was brought up into space, was also the Bible.
所以在圣经这里讲到，按圣经所记，是这么有权威，是这么有权柄的。
And we see, therefore, so according to the scripture as it is written, has such authority.
首先所读的圣经就是第一，按着圣经所记，耶稣基督为我们的罪死了。
And according to what we just read, it was of first importance that Christ died for our sins.
这个是福音。
This is the gospel.
叫我们的罪得着赦免。
That our sins would be forgiven.
所以在圣经给我们看见，在以赛亚书那里说，你们的罪虽如朱红，也必洁白如雪。
That we know that it's recorded in Isaiah that our sins are as red as scarlet, but will be made white as snow.
所以红如丹颜也必好似羊毛咁雪白。
Though it is red as crimson, it will be made like wool.
仲有一次我哋唔揾啦，佢仲话神将我哋嘅罪扔喺深海里边，踩喺脚下，唔被纪念。
There was also recorded that our sins have been flung away from us and it would be crushed and it would not be remembered.
都因着耶稣基督为你同埋我流出宝血赎我哋一切嘅罪。
And it's all because Christ shed his blood and died for our sins.
我哋好多时赦免一个人好大方，我宽恕你，好大量赦你，但一世记住人哋嘅，系咪？
So it's easy for us to forgive. We can say we forgive so and so for all these things, but do we forget?
但喺圣经里边，神嘅赦免，而且系忘记嘅。
But God's forgiveness is not just simply forgiving you your sins, but He's also forgetting your sins.
呢个实在世界上都揾唔到。
You cannot find this anywhere on earth.
就系耶稣基督嘅宝血，第一佢嘅话，按着圣经嘅记载。为我们的罪死了。
As is written, according to the scriptures, of first importance, Christ died for our sins.
我们又看多一点圣经。
Let us turn a little bit, more to the Bible.
在罗马书第五章第六至到第八节。
In Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 8.
请帮朋友们找到。
Help the gospel friends look for the passage.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
找到吗？罗马书五章第六节开始。
Romans chapter 5, starting from verse 6.
六至八节。
Verses 6 through 8.
就先讲话按圣经所记，边度圣经啊？呢度就掀开圣经啦，所以你要读宝贝，你今日有圣经俾你掀啊！我哋喺中国大陆出嚟嘅人冇圣经，有时成百个人聚会就得一本圣经，而且系抄出嚟嘅添。
So it's written according to scripture. What scripture? The very scripture that we are reading right now. Back then, there were hundreds of us gathered together, but we all had to share one Bible, and it was a hand copied.Version.
第六至到八
，verses 6 through 8。
呢度我哋要大家一齐读啦。
So let us all read here together.
有英文就读英文，中文就读中文。
Whether in English or in Chinese.
六至八，六 因我们还远弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期，为罪人死；为义人死，时少有的；为人人死，或者有感觉罪人的时候，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候，为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。这个我们是指边个？就是你同我，为你，为我。
Who is this we that is referring to? It's you and it's me, for you and for me.
这个很切身的事。
This is a very personal matter.
原来在你和我都不知道的时候, 耶稣基督就为你和我死, 在十字架上面, 在我还做罪人的时候,
that while we did not even know, while we were yet sinners, that God had died for us.
啊, 这个极大的福音,
this is an amazing gospel.
啊, 这个是有福的讯息,
this is a message of blessing.
啊, 你去哪里找一个人能够赦免你所做错的, 而且赦免到没有记载的, 没有记录, 没有记住你的。
Where can you find today someone who is willing to forgive you and not only forgive you, but also to forget? This is an amazing message.
啊, 叫我们得到赦免,
that we will gain forgiveness.
啊, 圣经记载,
it is also recorded in the Bible.
这本圣经怎么会记载这些呢?
Why is it that the Bible records such things?
啊, 讲明第一,
it's stated of first importance.
为什么要记载这些?
Why are these things recorded?
因为是什么呢?
Why so?
啊, 我们又看一次, 啊,
let us turn also to another passage.
又看回这个罗马书,
it is also in the book of Romans.
看回前面, 3章23节,
just a couple pages, a couple chapters ahead, earlier, Romans chapter 3.
3章23节,
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
不要怕看圣经啊, 好难得你今天有圣经给你揭, 这么漂亮的纸张, 啊, 印得这么好的。
Do not be afraid to read the Bible today. It's rare that you would have even such a wonderful Bible with the pages to turn to.
罗马书3章23节,
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
我们 一起读了,
let us read it together.
啊, 因为这个人, 这个我们, 都是指你和我的, 是很有关系的。
Because when it says we are all, it's referring to you and it's referring to me.
这里世人都是指你和我的。
When it says all here, it's referring to you and to me.
3章23, 我们一起读。
Chapter 3, verse 23, let's read together.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。为什么？就因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
It's because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
啊, 如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的缘故，我们可以白白的称义。
That today freely we have been made righteous.
啊, 不用代价，不用出钱, 不需要努力，就是用相信就能够接受。
That freely, just by grace, by faith, we have been justified.
因为在世界上,神已经审查过,没有义人连一个也没有。
Because God has already examined the world and has seen not even one righteous person.
啊, 叫我们因着信,我们过去一切的罪恶都被洗净如雪一样白。
That through faith, all of our transgressions will be washed away and we will be white as snow.
所以这里给我们看见,我们今天来到这里听福音, 呢个信息对我哋每个人都有实际嘅关系。
That we see that all of us here who are here to listen to the gospel, it has a very practical matter for us.
啊，系根据圣经为你同埋我死了、埋葬了，下边就话复活了。
And it says, for you and for me has been crucified. He died and he was buried and he was resurrected.
啊，因为呢个系我哋嘅救主。我哋嘅救主唔系死咗哦，就冇咗希望，唔系死咗埋葬了，又复活了。
And this is our Savior. He not only died, and that's the end of it. There's no hope. But he died, and he was buried, but he resurrected.
因此叫人得着生命。
And therefore, we are able to gain life through him.
啊，主耶稣自己话，佢话冇人将我嘅命夺去，而系我自己写嘅。我有权写咗去，就有权再取回来。而且有权赐俾一切相信嘅人。
That Jesus himself said no one takes his life from him, that he willingly lay it down, and that he is able to give, and he can take it up freely, and he's able to give it unto others.
啊，喺香港。
In Hong Kong.
佢哋对于人嘅吸毒，好想盡腦筋。
So they tried all sorts of methods to deal with addiction, drug addiction.
Yeah, 用好多嘅方法，用盡美國最好嘅藥。
So they tried to use all of the most recent, the most advanced medicines to combat this.
乜嘢生理學、心理學家都出埋，都冇辦法叫人。
So there was no way for them to fight these drug addictions, even with all the psychologists and all the experts.
但有个弟兄，佢叫做陈保罗牧师，佢自己喺嗰度呢开一间福音戒毒所。
But there was a brother in the Lord, a Pastor Chan, who opened a gospel anti-drug addiction gospel recovery location.
福音戒毒所嘛，咁啊用好多咩药物咩，完全唔系，佢话唔系靠药物，靠心理学家咩医生，完全系靠主耶稣，靠呢本圣经所显明嘅。叫人能够彻底戒除呢啲咁嘅大呢个瘾啊。
So what did this brother use at this gospel drug rehab center, recovery center? It wasn't medicines or different methods. It was simply Jesus Christ and the gospel.
而且有好大嘅成绩。
And in fact, there was great success.
以至政府都拨一份款项出嚟，帮佢哋扩建呢个戒毒所。
That to the point where the government even stepped in and gave him more funding to expand this center.
啊，都系因着耶稣基督呢个福音嘅缘故。
And it was all due to this gospel of Jesus Christ.
叫人能够得着一个新嘅生命。
That was able to give people a new life.
就好似我哋门口所写嘅呢一节圣经就话。若有人在基督里面，他就是新的创造，新的人。
It says it is written outside of our building, if any man in Christ, he is a new creation.
所以呢，香港出来很多个咩所咩所少年咩所啊所来所去都锁不住那个人。啊，结果呢，戒完出来又吃过，戒完又吃过。
So the other people in over there that they were trying to quit and quit,break their addictions, they're not able to do it.
啊，唯有耶稣基督呢个彻底叫人一个新嘅创造重生，叫得着生命。
That only Christ Himself, Jesus Christ, is able to give someone a new life.
Yeah, 所以真系主嘅恩典临到我哋。
That we see that the grace of God has been poured out onto us.
喺圣经里边俾我哋睇见。
Also in the Bible, it lets us see.
啊，我有另外一处，又要大家睇啊，睇下圣经啊。
Let's also turn to another passage.
啊，希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews.
九章。
Chapter 9.
廿七节。
Verse 27.
希伯来书九章320页
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27
320页27节
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27
按着定命人人都有一死死后且有审判
Just verse 27, just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
按着定命这句说话记在哪里记在圣经里面
It is recorded here as it is destined.
谁个这样宣告
Where else would it be such a proclamation?
就根据圣经。
But here it is written according to the Bible.
啊，圣经嗰个权威啊，冇人乱咁去宣告咁宣言啫乜嘢。
And only the Bible here is able to have the authority to make such a proclamation.
喺使徒行传有一处仲讲到，除咗耶稣之外，别无拯救。因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
And it's also recorded in Acts that according to, there's no other name under which a man can be saved other than by Christ Jesus.
哪个宗教哪个敢讲敢宣告这个这么权威的宣告呢
Who else, where else would you find such authority to make such a proclamation?
Yeah.所以在这里给我们看见一件事。
Through this, we see one thing.
福音是神的大能要救一切相信的。
That the gospel is the power of God to save all men.
啊。一切相信的你就得着这个拯救。
And all those who believe will gain the salvation.
记得在有一个好伟人叫做奥古斯丁。
So I recall there was a great man named Augustine.
Yeah. 当他在很年轻的时候很聪明过人。
When he was young, he was very smart, he was very bright.
但是什么都做恶作剧、难搞了这个母亲。日夜为他喊为他流泪为他祷告
But he didn't use any of his gifts, his intellect to do good. He actually had a very bad character and his mom prayed for him fervently.
Yeah, 他母亲是一个很虔诚的基督徒
And his mom was a very devout Christian.
啊，叫啲主教帮他的仔同他谈话劝他啊，那主教都不及他
And she asked all the elders and everyone to talk to him, speak with him, pray for him.
啊，都唔及佢个口才咁好，驳到翻晒。
But none of them were able to speak with him. He was always talking back.
佢冇办法。
And so she had no other means.
啊，只有流泪为佢祷告。
No other means but to pray with tears.
啊，有一日。
One day,
这个奥古斯丁呢
this Augustine,
他在一个无花果树底下坐住瞓喺度。
He was laying next to underneath a fig tree.
他对自己都唔满意。
He himself was not even satisfied with his life.
啊，佢谂下，边个能够救我脱离个可怜咁嘅痛苦、罪恶嘅捆绑？
And we thought to himself, well, who can help me escape from this bondage that I'm in?
誰能夠救我呢？我想不做那樣，他就偏偏要做，想做的偏偏就不做得出來。
And he thought to himself, who can save me from this? The things that I want to do, I cannot do, and the things I do not wish to do, I do.
好像保羅這裡說，誰能救我脫離這個取死的身體？
Just as Paul writes, who can save me from this wretched life?
在他只要失望的時候，
as he had lost all hope,
他忽然听见一个童声的歌，他拿来读，拿来读，拎来读。
Just as he had lost all hope, he heard a child's voice saying to him, come and read, take and read.
Read 咩？ Read 咩？读咩？
What is it that he was to read?
我看下里面，哦，就是有圣经。
And he looked around and looked around. It's the Bible.
想着这个是神向他说话的了，请救他了。
So these to him were words from God in order to save him.
他就随手将个圣经下来，一掀就掀开罗马书十三章，大家看一看。
And so he grabbed the Bible and he turned just randomly to a page.
又是罗马书。
And it was in the book of Romans that he turned to.
十三章。
Romans chapter
13, verse 11. 11, 12, verses 11 through 14. 就掀到这里,
that he was not familiar with the Bible, but he had turned and he had turned to this passage specifically.
第十一，我哋一齐读啦。
Let's all read it together, starting from verse 11 through 14.
十一读到十四节。
Verse 11 through 14.
在这，你们晓得，现今就是趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暗昧的行为，戴上光明的兵器。十三节，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增敬嫉妒。十四节，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。啊，当他一掀开这一度的时候，好像整个人有一个新的力量，整个人的变化从那个开始。我们看他说，在那个时候神重生了，圣灵进入他里面，叫他有一个新的生命。
And just like that, he turned to this passage in the Bible and he had a new life. The Spirit entered him and he had a new, new life.
从那天开始，他整个人就变化。
And from that day onward, he had a transformation.
以后成为在基督教里面一个人，后来称他做圣奥古斯丁。
And it was later on in life that people gave him the title of Saint Augustine.
整个在基督教的领域里面成为一个很伟大的领袖。
And within the Christendom, he became an amazing, a great leader.
这个日子在那个时候，在很多百年前的事。
And this occurred many hundred years ago.
但在这个日子里面呢，
But in today,
就在我们这里的范围里面呢，
But within our area or boundaries now today,
我们很多弟兄姊妹都可以做见证。
We too can be an example.
我本来是怎样，自从耶稣基督进入我心里面，我整个人怎样改变。
That we can be a testimony to see, to show how Jesus entered us, how we used to be and how we are after.
所以每一个信主的弟兄姊妹，如果你真的重生信了主，你一定有这样的经历。
That for all the brothers and sisters who truly believed in the Lord, you would have the same experience.
叫你里面因着耶稣基督的话 因着福音叫你成个人改变过来。
That because of the word of God, because of the gospel, that your life has been changed.
所以需要主嘅怜悯。
So we need the mercy of the Lord.
Yeah. 呢个福音系咩？
So what is this gospel?
爱为我哋死咗，耶稣基督。
Our Lord, who out of love died for us.
埋葬咗，证明佢系已经死咗，所以佢个复活系真正嘅复活。
That he died and he was buried for us, that he really truly died and then he resurrected.
不是有些人说他说已经是十字架上面的昏迷了后来醒了完全不是那些这样的说法。
And not as some would lead you to believe that he simply had fainted or he lost consciousness on the cross, but he didn't truly die.
他实际是从死里复活。
But indeed, he really died and he was resurrected.
实际是埋葬了。
And that he was buried.
如果不是死了怎能够埋葬
you were not dead, why would they bury you? Why would you bury?
所以有医生都证明、啊、有枪刺入他的肋旁之后有血和水流出来这个在医学上面是很合理的证明他是经过极大的震动是死的证据
that even scientists today they can kind of prove or to explain that when his side was pierced by a spear and then blood and water came out that his body went through great trauma already.
是真正的从死里复生。
That is truly he died and was resurrected.
如果我们去过以色列呢你会看见有帮人排队排队。排队还是看什么呢看一个空的坟墓。
If you visit Israel, you'll see, you go to certain places, you'll see long lines. You'll see a long line of people lining up to see something. What are they lining up to see? They're lining up to see an empty tomb.
没嘢睇啊，里边冇嘢嘅，但系成班人排队去睇，就耶稣基督。本来就系埋葬喺嗰度，好似以色列人嘅坟墓都系咁，一个大窿，挖一个窿落去。门口呢一个大石是封住门口，系佢哋嘅坟墓系咁样。
That all these people are lining up to see something, but what? They're seeing nothing. They just line up to see nothing because it is an empty tomb. It is a cave with a giant rock in front of it, but there's nothing inside.
Yeah. 所以呢喺嗰度俾我哋睇见，我哋嘅主不能被死拘禁。
We see that our Lord is not being held by death.
佢系从死里边复活咗嘅。
That from death he resurrected.
啊，佢系生命嘅主。
That he is a life, Lord of life.
佢话我就系生命，我就系复活。
He said, I am the life, I am the resurrection.
所以我哋今日所依靠嘅，我哋所相信嘅系一个死而复活嘅主。
So the one whom we have faith in, the one whom we trust today is one who was risen from the dead.
啊，喺嗰度碰啱有一班。啊、回教的教徒呢
And so you went there, you ran into some people of Muslim, Islam faith.
Yeah, 他们去瞻仰这个他们的教主穆罕默德的坟墓在麦加这个地方
That they would tell you that they would go visit Mecca to see the tomb of their leader.
啊他们的坟墓加细了
And they would tell you that this tomb or this grave
都唔知幾多金銀寶石啊！個箱喺呢個墳墓裏面有兵看住曬嘅。
It's so grand and it's full of precious jewels and really nicely decorated and even with security all around it.
啊，所以佢哋嘅回教徒瞻仰呢個朝聖啊，佢哋以此為榮。
So the Muslims would hold this as a great pride to see such a wonderful tomb.
有一个向我哋基督徒夸胜，佢话：嘿，我都睇过你哋嘅坟墓，耶稣空嘅，乜嘢都冇嘅。啊，你冇睇过我穆罕默德嗰个坟墓点样荣耀，点样金银珠宝。
And they would even boast to Christians, saying, "Whoa, look at our." The leader and his tomb is so grand and great, but yet yours is just an empty tomb.
你个坟墓仍然喺嗰度。
And your grave is still there.
你的教主就是死在那裡。
And then the Christian would reply that your leader is in that grave.
這個基督徒剛好就講到我們的主是不被死拘禁的,是從死裡面復活的,所以他的墳墓是空了。
That your leader is in your grave, but yet our Lord is not here in this empty grave because he is not held by death. He is a life that gives, he is a Lord that grants life.
所以呢,在圣经里面给我们看见,也按照圣经所记,耶稣复活了。
That according to scripture, it says that Jesus was resurrected.
好,你们又按照圣经所记。
So let us continue with according to the scriptures.
我们看看马太福音。
Let us turn to the gospel according to Matthew.
新約聖經第一卷,馬太福音,
the first book in the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew.
最後尾個章,
the very last chapter.
馬太福音第28章,
Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28.
48章第一節。安息日將盡,七日的頭一日,天快亮的時候,抹大拉的瑪利亞和那個瑪利亞來看墳墓,忽然地大震動,有主的使者從天上下來。
Verses 1 and 2. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
马太、马可、路加、约翰四本福音都是一同记载的。这个第一本就是马太福音了。
It is recorded in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们不用看那么多,看第二本,马可福音,又是最后那章。
We won't look through all of the scripture, but we'll take a look at one more, Gospel according to Mark.
马可福音第16章。
The last chapter, chapter 16.
2-3节。
Verses 2 and 3.
16章。 我们找多些圣经。So
we'll read more scripture today as chapter 16.
16章第2节,3节。Verse
2 and 3.
七日的第一日清早,出太阳的时候,他们来到坟墓那里,彼此说,谁给我们把石头从墓门捆开呢?那石头原来很大,他们指望,抬头一看, 却见石头已经滚开了。他们进入坟墓看见一个少年人坐在右边,穿着白袍,就甚惊恐。那少人对他们说,不要惊恐,因为你们来寻找这个钉十字架的那撒勒耶稣,他已经复活了。
So we read from verses 2 through 6.
Yeah. 16,这个马可16,再看多一处,马太马可路加下边。
We'll turn to one more passage.
路加24章,又是最后那章。
Luke chapter 24 is also the last book, last chapter in that book.
路加24.
Luke chapter 24.
第一节。 就读第一节得了。
Just verse 1.
七日的头一日,黎明的时候, 那些妇女带着所预备的香膏,来到坟墓面前, 看石头已经从坟墓捆开了。
We read verses 1 and 2. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb.
啊, 再看一句添呢?
Okay, one more.
啊, 约翰, 啊, 四福音都有这样的写法的。
So we've seen already in all four of the Gospels.
约翰福音第20章,
chapter 20 of the Gospel according to John.
又是第一节。
Also, the very first verse.
约翰福音第二十章第一节，七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从墓坟墓挪开了。
Chapter 20, verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance.
啊, 马太, 马可, 路加, 约翰, 最后那个章都记载,
we see that it's recorded in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that on the very first day of the week was when Jesus resurrected.
啊, 所以你们今天呢,来到礼拜堂休息,这个休息,安息日,不是,安息日是礼拜六。
That we see when you're here for the gospel on a Sunday, we see that it's a day of rest. The day of rest is not on Saturday, it's on a Sunday. First day this was the first day of the week. It was the day that Jesus was resurrected. If you look at your calendars at home, what is the first day that is listed on your calendars?
Sunday.
Sunday. You see, the very first day of the week is Sunday.
你们没见过了,我年轻的时候呢,见过一个月份牌呢,在第一日,是写礼拜一。
You may not have seen it yourself, but for me, I have in the past when I was younger for a calendar to have Monday as the first day of the week.
啊,将礼拜日放在第七日,错了。
They place Sunday all the way at the end of the week, then it's completely wrong.
是吧? 后来就见到共产党国家不信神的人,都是月份牌第一行的,Sunday, 是礼拜日。
Even now, in communist countries, that they would put Sunday as the first day of the week.
不是第七日,而是七日的第一日。
But they would not, yeah, no longer do they put Sunday at the end of the week, but it is the first day of the week, Sunday. It is the day to remember that Jesus resurrected on the first day of the week.
啊,这个又是一个圣句,
this too has a place in history.
啊,七日的第一日,
that the first day of the week is in remembrance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以很多人,我们向他传福音,说你给个耶稣,我看看我就信你个耶稣了。
So oftentimes when we preach the gospel, and people would ask, well, show me Jesus and I'll believe.
我一下就跟他说,2001年,是纪念耶稣降世来这个世界,到现在,2016年。
That I would just simply tell them, if you just look at the date, year 2016, this is in remembrance of the day, the time that Jesus was crucified on the cross.
另外禮拜日,每個禮拜日都有講,第一日就是禮拜日,是紀念耶穌從死裡復活的七日第一日。And
as well, if you look at your calendar, Sunday is the very first day of the week, is in remembrance of Jesus' resurrection. That all these things that we do, all these things that we use, very practically speaks of Jesus Christ. And it's all a reality of history.
So here we see that He first died for us, and then finally He was resurrected.
And it tells us, according to Scripture, that He died for us, He was buried, and 3 days later He resurrected.
啊,得到新的生命.
And we can gain new life.
啊,叫很多的, 啊，就算咩赌瘾诶、烟瘾啊，各方罪恶、陷恶里边嘅人，都因着佢个复活得着一个新嘅生命。
And no matter who you are or what you may be addicted to or having problems with, that we can all get a new life through His resurrection.
好啦，嗱，最后呢本圣经。最后就讲咩啦？啊
！So lastly, what does it say in the scriptures?
好紧要，好严肃嘅事。整本圣经最后，大家捡到最后。
So we will very seriously now we'll turn to the very end of the Bible.
就系启示录最后嗰卷。
The last book of the Bible, Revelation.
第二十章。
Chapter 20.
尾二嗰章。
Second to last. Second to near the last.
一起头讲圣经个严肃个权威，哦，原来佢结尾讲乜嘢咧？呢件就最紧要呢件事啊！最后读埋呢度就完啦吓，
呢
个好重要，同我哋永远有关系嘅。
So this is a very serious matter because it has to deal with our eternity, the very seriousness of his authority.
第二十章第十一节。
Chapter 20 in the book of Revelation, verse 11.
呢个系一个使徒，好长命嘅，百几岁嘅，啊，最后最长命系佢啦。
This was written by an apostle who lived a very long life, over 100 years.
啊，所以佢呢个见证人好重要嘅。
He's a very important witness.
十一，十一节
，verse 11 from chapter 20.
我又看见一个白色嘅大宝座，同坐喺上面嘅。从佢面前，天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. Earth and sky fled from his presence, and there was no place for them.
我又看见死了嘅人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。
And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life.
啊，死了嘅人都凭着呢啲案卷所记载嘅，照佢哋所行嘅受审判。
The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books.
啊，于是海交出其中嘅死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中嘅死人，他们都照各人所行的受审判。
The sea, verse 13, the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done.
啊，死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
啊，最后呢一句大家一齐读。
Let's read together this last verse.
十五节。
Verse 15.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。哦，这个就是整个世界的结束了。
And this is the end result of this world.
啊，我们今天看到这个世界的乱七八糟。
And we see all the confusion that is in this world today.
权同性恋、淫乱各样的灾祸。
Wars on the nations and same-sex marriages and homosexuality.
唯有主耶稣翻嚟先能够收拾呢个残局。
That only the Lord Jesus Christ, when He returns, can clean up this entire mess.
最后嗰句话，唯有名字冇记喺生命册嘅，都要丢喺火湖里边。
As is recorded, anyone whose name is not found in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire.
啊，呢个。好严肃嘅事。
This is a very serious matter.
今日我哋传福音也是为此。
Today, as we preach the gospel,
叫人能够快悔改接受耶稣做救主。
That they would repent and quickly believe in Jesus as their savior.
啊，主耶稣忽然间就要从天上降临，审判就开始。
And in a moment's notice, the Lord will return and everyone will be brought to judgment.
海要交出其中的死人。
Even the seas will give up their dead.
海啸死这么多人，沉船死这么多人，这些灵魂都要复活受审判。
All the dead, all the, from the tsunami and all these catastrophes, all would be raised to face judgment.
啊，死亡和阴间无论火葬好，陆地坟棺材好。乜嘢撞都好，将来都要受审判。
Wherever you're buried, whether in a tomb, in a grave, or cremated, all will face judgment.
但是唯有一个最后尾这句，话如果名字无记在生命册上的，都要丢喺火湖里边。
And it says, as it's recorded here, all those whose name is not written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. And this will be that second death.
Oh,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
最后我们主耶稣神的心不愿意一个人沉沦，愿意万人都得救。
But we know that God, in God's heart, He does not wish for any to perish, but all to have eternal life.
就是这个福音。 叫人悔改接受耶稣做救主。
And this is the gospel for all to repent and receive, accept Jesus as their Savior.
罪就得赦免。
And our sins, your sins will be forgiven.
就免去第二次的死。
That we would escape the second death.
只要相信。
Through faith.
我们今天的聚会就到这里。
We'll end our meeting here today.
我们大家低头祈祷。
Let us bow for a word of prayer. Lord, we praise you and we thank you.
你将这么好的信息, 这个 good tidings, 赐给我们,
that you've given us such a good tidings, this gospel.
第一就要我们呢, 知道耶稣为我们的罪死了。
The first importance, you've shown us that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
第二, 祂还为我们埋葬了。
And secondly, that he was buried for us.
第三, 祂就为我们从死里复活了。
And thirdly, that from death he was resurrected.
叫我们因信能够得到新的生命。
And that through faith we are able to gain a new life.
叫我们免去第二次的死。
That we would be able to escape the second death.
这个就可怕的火湖。
And this is such a dreadful, a terrible lake of fire.
唯有一个方法, 名字记在生命册上就得到拯救。
That the only way to be saved is to have our names on the book of life.
你祝福今天的聚会。
Lord, may you bless this meeting today.
祝福今天每一个听到的福音朋友。
That you bless all those who would hear your message today.
叫他们认识, 除了耶稣之外, 别无拯救。
That they would understand that other than Jesus, there is no other salvation.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because there is no other name in heaven or on earth by which we can be saved.
愿主你恩待今日每一个人。
Lord, may you deal kindly with each person here.
给我们有悔改的心。
And you have give us a heart of repentance.
赐下赦罪的恩。
And that we would gain your grace.
叫我们肯来到主耶稣面前。
That we would come to Jesus' presence.
你今天邀请我们来到这个福音堂。
That you've invited each one of us here to come.
要叫我们接受你的儿子做我们的救主。
So that we could come and accept your Son as our Savior.
愿你自己恩待带领我们。
And may you deal kindly and to lead us.
我们下面的时间都交在主的手中。
And we just commit the rest of this time into your hands.
叫我们弟兄姊妹彼此陪谈的时候,
as we have fellowship with one another,
你要叫我们有个心愿意接受耶稣做救主。
Or that you would give all to have a heart to accept Jesus as their Savior.
你恩待我们众人。
May you deal kindly with all of us.
听我们祈祷。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.